Hello everyone, thank you for tuning in. Last week I posted on Instagram, Dare to Dream, Practice Desiring and Wanting. And I did record a podcast episode, but it was an angry one. So now I'm gonna do it from a neutral emotional stance. Here it goes. So why did I post this? It was because I always talk about desires and what's the want behind the want, and know thyself and know your want and practice knowing, practice wanting. And I've been asking those questions a lot at parties and dinners lately, and the answers have been interesting, and that's why I wanted to record an episode, because I realized I couldn't just write underneath the reel on Insta. The kind of answer that I get that made me want to post about that is, so when I ask, what would you be doing if you were not doing what you're currently doing, which most of the time is working 9 to 5, or in Switzerland more like 7 to 5 or whatever. 9 to 5 sounds amazing, UK. So that's not a point. The point is, it's very hard for people to know what they would be doing because they are so much into their current reality that it's very difficult for them to imagine another one, which is normal. Not everyone practices that, has even time to practice daydreaming, dreaming about another life. Yeah, I know how it is also when I work full time. I just have time for the basic things. Food shopping, cooking, working, sleeping, tidying up the flat sometimes, and cleaning it sometimes. So I know that when you have a full-time job, it's not necessarily your priority to dream about what kind of life. There's no space for that. So I get it. And so I get it when people tell me, well, I don't know what I would be doing if I was not doing what I'm currently doing. If I were not doing. Anyway, to that answer, I really reply with compassion and really, yeah, understand. And last week I asked the question, what would you be doing if you had one more year to live? Which is another way of asking, a more dramatic way of asking, what else would you be doing? And it doesn't work for everybody, right? This kind of question. I could also sense in the room that it didn't work for everybody because they were still thinking within their current realities, and they were still putting obstacles to themselves to this fictional year, right? So it might not help, or it might, if I ask you now, what would you be doing if you knew you had one more year to live? You think of the coming year, and you might think what you might not be doing anymore, which most people say work, because it takes so much time, but not all of them. Some people say travel. Some people say very specific places and doing very specific things on their travels. Some people know with whom they would travel also. Just maybe see for yourself what came up when you heard that. If you think of the next year, so now is October. Next October, so soon will come Christmas and the new year, Easter. I'm talking about the main holiday in Switzerland, but of course there are so many other things we can celebrate and take time off for, and however your life is, or however rather you want it to be like. Just see what comes. Maybe you had an image coming up, maybe a place, maybe a sound, a smell, anything, maybe nothing. So let's keep going. The point is for us to be able to imagine another life, another kind of life, maybe even just another kind of job or another kind of apartment, house, partner, maybe. We need to, on the one hand, get rid of a ton of conditioning, a ton of people pleasing that is gonna be hidden, that you're not gonna be aware of, obviously, otherwise it wouldn't be fun. Conditioning is the same, just like shedding a specific way of thinking, also seeing the projections of other people, meaning seeing or noticing that other people think a certain way and that it's not necessarily the way you think. And really differentiating the way you think and the way other people think. And it's almost impossible sometimes. And at the very beginning of this process, pretty much impossible. But after some inner work, outer work, mostly inner work for this part, it's gonna reveal itself more and more. And you're gonna notice, oh, that's not my thought, or that's not how I want to think or live. So releasing the conditioning, releasing other people's projections, releasing the need to please a parent, a partner, a child. Releasing is on the one hand, one work that can be done with energy work, my favorite way, hypnotherapy, and journaling, all those different alternative therapies, being more aware, maybe meditation to make you more aware of what you feel, of what you hear. And then on the other side of that is practice. We want to shed all that conditioning, and we want to as well train that muscle that enables us to think of a different kind of reality for ourselves. It's literally just taking time to... I have this practice with a friend of mine where we do exactly that. We, every single day, we share on voice messages, and you really have to find a friend who's willing to do that. Otherwise, it's gonna get annoying for them very quickly. So it's sharing your desires, sharing what you want to see happen in your life, what you want to acquire, what you want to feel, how you want to feel. So it's verbally sharing that, or writing it in a journal, or making a vision board, or whatever it is, whatever it works best for you. Maybe try it out to know. This gives you a space. Sharing it with a friend gives you the space to actually think about it. Otherwise, with so quickly that it goes so fast that we, how do you say that in English? That's Swiss German brain. So easily we don't take time for those practices because we're caught up in our everyday life, the work, the socializing, the rest, you know. So these practices can be seen as superficial, but actually, I mean, if you want to start that kind of work, they are essential and they are so great because they take you, they make you maybe see hope sometimes when the day is very hard. And those days it's going to be extra hard to do so because you're like, oh my God, this day was awful. It was hard. But then by imagining a different future for you, it alchemizes maybe the situation. So practice desiring in any way that suits you. And also in that process, super important, it's to recognize even in those, even when you can visualize the most amazing things, you gotta ask yourself, is that really what I want? Because that too, guess what, is conditioning. that too is influenced by what other people want and what you think you should want. So in that process, also recognize, okay, what is mine? How does it feel like? How do I want to feel? Always ask ourselves how we want to feel. And if you, like, on when I share that with my friend on voice messages, I can feel it when it's a desire that is not really, it's actually not necessarily what I want. I can feel it. And then I can either say something or not, but I think it's super important to notice if those desires are ours, exclusively ours, or if there's some sort of conditioning behind, or what might be behind that want. For example, I've wanted things in the past, and it's often like that. We want things because we think it's gonna give us a specific feeling. So I've really had to look at some travel wishes that I still have, but to recognize, okay, what is it exactly that I want in that travel wish? And then to notice, oh yeah, okay, it's that feeling. Well, okay, can I have that at home? Absolutely, minus the ocean. But okay, I have the Rhine, or I can go to a lake. It's not the same, but you know, I've really practiced figuring out what is the want behind the want, I call it. What is the kind of feeling that I want to have with that specific want? And often I can let go of the actual want when I figure this out, because it's all about the feeling, or it's all about, yeah, the want behind the want. And it's so precious to know that, because it's gonna save us so much time and energy and resources. So there are those two categories, let's say, that we need to work on, both the conditioning, both, well, to be able to actually want something, and then also the practice wanting, desiring, and recognizing the conditioning in that practice also, if it makes sense. I hope it did. If it didn't, please let me know. I'd be more than happy to have a chat about it and explain that more into details. If you'd like support in figuring out what your reality could look like if it wasn't the one you are actually living right now, let me know. You can schedule an online hypnotherapy session. Right now I only have one-on-one sessions. There might be workshops coming up. I don't have any scheduled yet. I'm focusing on those creative get-togethers until the end of the year. I can see probably a long weekend retreat coming up next year. I will let you know about that, of course, and I'll put the link in the show notes to where you can find more information about that. Have a great time wherever you are. Thank you so much for listening.